And good morning, Tristan Winder. Glad to be with you here in the studio for Mugs in the Morning on KODY. As always, presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Brett Rogo, Pete Bolts, and Bo Witt. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Kick the hour off by having North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us. Mayor Kelleher and I recorded this just a little bit earlier this morning, as you're going to be hitting the road here, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, I headed down to the Governor's Ag and Economic Conference in Kearney for today.
Okay, so looking forward to that, obviously, and a good chance to have some open dialogue, too, with the Governor Ricketts.
That's correct.
So, Mr. Mayor, talking about that council meeting last night, it was a very productive council meeting. Somewhat lengthy, but a lot of good conversation had, some good business conducted.
Yes, we had a lot going on in that meeting, even though the agenda was relatively short. I think a lot of good discussion by the council, a lot of good input from the community, so it was a positive meeting.
I think the hot topics revolved around Sustainable Beef LLC and receiving some assistance from the city, from the Northwestern Energy Fund, and then also from the Citizens Review Committee for the Quality Growth Fund.
That's correct. But just to add a quick point of clarification to your statement there, one of the things that probably was not emphasized too much in that meeting, if you'll notice that the motions there required that sustainable beef supply and the city accept a redevelopment plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that is contingent upon dispensing those funds in both cases, both the Northwestern Fund as well as the Quality Growth Fund. And the main reason that, and I don't want to speak for the council, but the main reason in my mind is that that requirement is in place, is that the redevelopment plan from Sustainable Beef will answer many of the questions that not only the council, but many of our citizens have been asking about the project.
Sure.
And thus far, many of us have been hesitant to make any very specific comments because we need to see what the plan is before we can comment accurately.
And you don't want to speak out of turn, too, on that.
Exactly, and create confusion or mistrust or anything like that. So we're all looking forward to seeing what the plan is, and I suspect there'll be some very long, very detailed meetings where the Sustainable Beef folks will bring an engineer or possibly two or three to answer some very specific questions about what's going to happen what they're proposing out there.
Yeah, because there are some very accurate concerns and some very legitimate concerns that the public has, but I feel that in time all those concerns will be addressed and our minds can be put at ease with this project.
Well, I certainly hope so. That's the goal of having the redevelopment plan, and the city folks, the engineers, myself, Mr. Kibben, and others will continue to ask questions until we're satisfied. And the last time, well, likely the last time the city council will touch this is for the TIF request that we believe will be coming as part of the redevelopment plan.
Mm-hmm. So last night's conversation revolved around funds from the Northwestern Energy Fund and then from the Citizens Review Committee for the Quality Growth Fund. Those meetings were held last month, and you presided over them so that Mr. Pearson from the chamber could serve in a different role rather than presiding over the meeting. He could give presentations and speak more freely.
That's correct. He wanted to get out there and be able to provide the facts, as he knows them, a little bit of the history of the project. And not only for Sustainable Beef, but also for the rail park.
Oh, sure.
Yes. And so he did both in that meeting, actually, which was about 3 weeks ago, I think.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then both those items made it to the council agenda last night. I think that rail park conversation, a little bit overshadowed because we focused so much on Sustainable Beef. Both are a couple of tremendous projects. Councilman Garrick even mentioned that the rail park might be his favorite project that's going on in the community.
Yes, I joked with him afterward that maybe we need to make baseball cards for all the projects. So, oh, look.
But two of the three big projects going on in our community that we know about this point being discussed last night, there's some good conversation on them.
Yeah, great conversation. Of course, there's a lot exciting happening in North Platte. We talked about Sustainable Beef. We talked about the rail park. There was a brief discussion or mention, I should say, of the projects that Chief Industries has going out south of town. And there's also a couple housing things going on. It's hard to actually mention all of them every time I come on the show because the number increases. But hey, that's a great problem to have. We're happy about that.
Mr. Mayor talked about our airport last night as well. Mike Jacobson with the Airport Authority was on hand as there was an item on the agenda revolving the airport.
Yes, that's correct. The council has to resolve to accept the budget estimate for the airport authority every year, and that's what was happening there. I thought the most exciting information that Mr. Jacobson presented was the employment numbers. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you were listening, but they've gone up staggeringly. I think nearly quadrupled in the last 4 years.
Wow.
And as a result of having the, well, most likely the result of having the jet coming in out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had that flight to Denver, but it's wheels up to wheels down. It's 28 minutes to Denver. It's a tremendous flight.
Sure beach driving.
Yes, yes. Now, when you taxi in Denver, it feels like you taxi from Fort Morgan, but that's okay.
Mr. Mayor, also some conversation last night around Nebraska Land Days. They released some funds back into the Quality Growth Fund.
Yes, at the beginning of the pandemic, the Nebraska Land Days had wisely requested that they could potentially use some Quality Growth Fund money in the event that they needed it to, well, for whatever reason, to keep
an
the celebration.
Fund.
An emergency fund ended up there. The sponsors of the community stepped up, and the Nebraska Land Days folks got creative, and they ended up not having to access the money at all. So they felt it most appropriate to return it to the fund, and that's what they did.
Didn't use a dime. Everything went back in the Quality Growth Fund. And Councilman Reeker in Ward 4 asked last night what the balance was on that, and I believe that Don said that it was just under $1 million with those funds.
Yeah, it is just under. It's 950-some thousand, I think, is where it is after those funds came back.
Good. Mr. Mayor, anything else you want to bring up on the agenda from last night's City Council meeting?
Well, something that we've gotten a lot of questions about from citizens, I mean 10 or 20, is when would the council likely approve the micro-TIF?
Oh, sure.
That was a bill created by our local senator, Senator Groney. And I think we're probably the second or maybe the third community across the state to make a micro-TIF resolution and have it approved. And so that was approved and passed. And so beginning, let's see, it takes a couple weeks before those are actually active laws. So here shortly, folks would be able to come into the city chambers and fill out a form and access the micro-TIF.
And I believe it was back in May, Senator Groney had a special work session for the council and yourself in regards to micro-TIF, and it was very educational and good to have our local senator on board to help with this if need be, or to answer questions if there are any.
It is, it is. And I think it will be another great tool for economic development in our community.
Mm-hmm.
The micro-TIF may not work in every development situation, but it's nice to have other tools and other opportunities. So I think that I hope that folks will get out and exercise it and really use it to improve their homes or their buildings. It would be a tremendous tool for the Pawnee Hotel.
Yeah.
I don't know if the gentleman that owns it will be interested, but it would be a great tool for him.
Another tool in the toolbox, another option.
That's correct.
Mayor Kelleher, the City of North Platte put out the plan this week, too, for the hiring process of our new chief of police. Mr. Kibben and yourself officially put that out. I believe it was Monday.
I believe so, yes. It's been kind of a long week already. It's only Wednesday, and I can't remember what day we did that. But yes, it's out there. There have been a couple ads in the paper. My understanding is that we may have received a couple applications so far. I know Matt said that he's received a couple calls from folks who are interested and just asking questions about the community and the size of the force and things like that. So I'm very sorry to see Chief Hudson go, but it gives us an opportunity to bring in another great person to bear. And we had a series of police interviews this week involving promotions in the police department because of retirements.
Sure.
It's bittersweet. I got to shake Rich Hoagland's hand because he was retiring this week, and he'd been with the force for over 44 years.
Wow.
I can think about it. I was about 8 years old when he started as a policeman in North Platte. Anyway, it's great to have people who in the community that long and how much they've seen and the stories they can tell and things like that. But boy, you sure hate to see him go.
It's bittersweet, very bittersweet in a lot of ways. And yeah, you were on hand for that retirement. Also had Miss Rhonda Livingston retire recently, too. So there's some changes going on within the city. But if folks are out there looking for a job or know somebody that wants to make it to a great community that's looking for an occupation, the City of North Platte's always taking applications.
Yep, that's true. That's true. And it's funny, you might. We talk about change, and you know, as human beings, we think about change. But when you stop and think about it, we spend our whole lives adjusting to change in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether we invite it into our lives because we change jobs or move or something like that, or whether it's thrust upon us by law or circumstances or something, we spend a lot of our lives adjusting to change. So I think it's important for us to just recognize that no matter what we do in our world, change is going to occur.
It's inevitable.
It's inevitable.
Just got to roll with the punches.
Exactly.
Mr. Mayor, I believe this will be your first hire for a department head for the city, won't it?
That is correct.
Looking forward to that process. We had Mr. Kibben on a couple weeks ago to explain that process, and it's definitely a lengthy one, but it's going to be an interesting one.
Yes, I think Dan's last day is November 1st or 2nd, I think, or something like that. So we have plenty of time, but but the time will fly by. I mean, it's August 1st, and it will suddenly be October 1st with the snap of our fingers almost, I think.
That's the way time works.
It is amazing.
Mr. Mayor, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I don't think so. Have a great day, everyone.
Appreciate the time. Safe travels down to Kearney, sir, and tell the governor of the city of North Platte says hello.
I will do that.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break here on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.